Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Luke Patrizzi. Welcome, Father, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you once again.
So in today's episode, we are going to be discussing how the Delict of Heresy applies to Novus Ordo clergy in particular. In our last episode, we discussed Novus Ordo lay people and how that affects approaching the sacraments and things like that. But now we're going to be talking about how that affects the clergy themselves. So I think a good place to start for this would be with Canon 2265. Father, would you mind giving us a rough translation of what that says?
Sure. Canon 2265 enacts that any excommunicated person is prohibited by law from electing, presenting, nominating any person to any kind of ecclesiastical position, and he himself cannot obtain dignities, offices, benefices, or ecclesiastical pensions, or any other duty, the Latin word is munus, in the church. He cannot be promoted to holy orders, but also the same canon enacts that someone who has not been excommunicated, what is called vitandus, the title of excommunication whereby it's to be avoided, or without a condemnatory or declaratory sentence, that his acts to those prohibited effects are still valid. Of course, receiving holy orders can be valid even when, in the case of someone who's completely cut off from the church, but certain legal acts are still valid as well. So acts of voting, or for example, nominating someone that's prohibited on the part of somebody who's excommunicated for obvious reasons. It's not fitting that somebody laboring under excommunication in any way should be allowed to nominate someone to a position in the Catholic Church, someone who is not excommunicated, someone who is not laboring under any such censure.
Right. So this applies to the ipso facto excommunication as well, or just like once the investigation's been started by the bishop, or like when exactly does this canon come into effect?
Yes. Well, it affects every person who is excommunicated. The opening of the canon says quilibet excommunicatus, any excommunicated person.
Okay.
Is forbidden from doing these things. Now, there's a distinction between those who are excommunicated only ipso facto and those who are excommunicated by a declaratory sentence, and that is that those who are not excommunicated by a declaratory sentence are forbidden to do these things under pain of grave sin, but those acts are still valid. Whereas okay. Someone who has been excommunicated by a sentence, by a declaratory sentence, that his actions are invalid to this effect. Yeah, aside from being promoted to holy orders in a gravely, very gravely illicit way, being outside of the church. But he tries to nominate somebody to a position in the church that is going to be completely ignored because it's considered invalid, simply invalid.
Okay.
Not illicit, yeah, or anything else to that effect. He is just invalid. Yes, it is definitely illicit, but it's most importantly invalid. It doesn't okay. even work. So
right.
All of these, the prohibition extends to anybody laboring under any excommunication. It's just that the question is, what are the consequences for the person who tries it? On the one hand, someone who's excommunicated only ipso facto, he sins gravely in doing it ordinarily, but it still works in that sense. It still has it's still recognized by law. The effects are still recognized. Whereas somebody who's laboring under a sentence, it counts for nothing.
Right. So going back to the case at hand of the Novus Ordo clergy, they have obviously not excommunicated themselves. So they would only have the ipso facto excommunication. Is that right?
Yes, at the most, that's what they labor under. Yes, no one ever excommunicates himself in the sense of passing a sentence on himself. People can perform actions people can carry out actions that have attached to them an automatic excommunication, an ipso facto excommunication, they certainly don't labor under anything more than that. They are excommunicated if they are in fact pertinacious in adhering to their